This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The world is changing, right? These storms are coming in more frequently. Steve and I were on the phone last night on this topic. They're coming in more frequently. They're coming in more with more intensity. And as it relates to our infrastructure, our resiliency, our whole mindset, the playbook that we use, we got to leap forward and get out ahead of this. Any infrastructure money we get, I'll bet you a lot of it will be put into resilient infrastructure, because that's exactly what you need when you're the most densely populated state in the nation with our extraordinary location, which is second to none. I think any amount of investment we can make in the years ahead.
Wow, that was Governor Phil Murphy talking about New Jersey, where 26 people were killed thanks to the floodwaters of Tropical Depression Ida, which shockingly crawled up the coast, which we knew looking at the path, and we knew there was going to be a lot of rain and it could be deadly, but I don't know that anybody thought that the subway system would be shut down, that people would be soaked and trapped on subway trains waiting for help, and that people would be in floating cars right down the middle of Queens Boulevard, and ultimately it would become a coffin because they would drown in the car. And in New Orleans, in the meantime, they're watching what's happening to New Yorkers and those in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and some of the remnants hitting Tennessee a little bit, and then a little bit into Connecticut, and of course Maryland, Annapolis getting slammed by the tornadoes as they're picking up trash, debris, and their lives, and still waiting for the electricity to come back on. Some has, but there are people that don't have it, and there still is no running water to 185,000 people, although that's better than just over 500,000 the day after the hurricane. These are some dark, tough times for so many fellow Americans. And that's how we kick off this show. Kate Delaney's my name. Thanks so much for joining us. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards could have a similar conversation like Phil Murphy's conversation in New Jersey, because they're trying to drain flooded parishes, and that's what's still actually continuing, and I'm sure we'll go into this Labor Day weekend, which is very similar to what's happening in New Jersey. The craziest things that I saw were in New York, in New Jersey, this happened in a couple of places, in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, it happened, rescuing people any way you could. So, meaning, when you think of what is typical response, but is anything but typical. So you had people, bulldozers that were putting people, you know, ultimately in front, right, and taking them down the street and trying to get them to higher grounds. You were riding in a bulldozer, but normally it would be filled with dirt, debris, whatever. And then you had buses where you, it's like you had a you know, a two-decker bus where the front was open, and you had people coming out of hotel windows in one hotel in Philly to get all the people clear and get them to a safer place, too. But I guarantee some of the people who were trapped in basements in New York City, for example, where the water was rushing in, would have loved to have those kinds of a little awkward rescues and panicky moments with some amazing people who were out there doing whatever they could to help their fellow man, versus barely surviving or not surviving because too many people lost their lives in this one. And you look at the Northeast, when they said floods, it wasn't the floods, I think, that most flash floods. It wasn't the flash floods that most were expecting. So instead, as I think now we are all weather lashed in some way, you had that unpredictableness of Ida with the unprecedented flooding hitting New York with this powerful storm. Queens and Brooklyn streets turned into rivers. Same thing in Philadelphia. The Schuylkill River exploded and just flooded the streets is the best way to describe it. So they had a very similar situation to what was going on in Manhattan. So New York, New Jersey governors also declaring emergencies amid the flooding from Tropical Storm Ida. And now it's all about the aftermath of cleaning up, doing whatever you can to help, and all the things that will happen, I think, for people in between. I just will not forget looking at Queens Boulevard, where I used to go into the radio station that I worked, probably five times a week. And, yeah, it could be a little busy, but it was just a normal place where you would turn off onto Queens Boulevard. You weren't doing any turning. You were floating. Your car was floating if you were stuck there, and you would have been lucky to escape. All right, so that's part of the buzz in the land. The other part is the Supreme Court ruling that may change things forever in this country eventually, or at least it's the first step in what will change or what could change laws for women in abortion cases. So what I mean by that is it was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court to uphold Texas's new abortion law, which bans the procedure abortion as early as six weeks into the pregnancy. And the other part of this law is it's in a rough way to explain it because of how it's focused. It's odd to explain it, but you can have somebody who reports, turns somebody in for trying to get an abortion illegally, and then the citizens would be the enforcer because they'd be telling that somebody is getting an abortion and they're pregnant over 6 weeks, and then they would get $10,000 reward for that. So essentially, there would be people turning in pregnant women, if that's the way it works. And it's just odd to look at that and wonder, how does that part of it get held up, right? And so now what happens with this law and what happens in other states, I think, is the thing to watch next, because this has already been challenged in the Supreme Court, and it was 5-4 in favor of upholding Texas's now new, brand new abortion law. But this is the third rail, and this is going to weigh heavy into the next presidential election, and I think into the midterm elections too. And also, it's something that could overturn. This could be the first steps of overturning Roe v. Wade. So you're going to have lots of anti-abortion, pro-abortion protests. We have an unofficial poll going on because I want to take the temperature of this audience. Are you thumbs up or thumbs down on what the Supreme Court decided to do in backing the Texas's very strict abortion law? Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Meet you on the flip side.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival. Our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Yes, it is. Hey, coming up in our next segment, speaking of numbers, we're going to introduce you to Tim Weiss, who has an answer to your woes of losing weight. He lost 140 pounds. He's in the UK, so we're going to talk to him again coming up in our next segment. Walmart is raising pay for more than 565,000 store employees. So what does that mean? Well, at least a buck an hour more for the employees. They are the world's largest retailer. They're trying to keep up. Their CEO, John Furner, sent out a letter to employees and said it's our third wage investment over the past year, and it means that we've raised pay for approximately 1.2 million hourly associates. So the average hourly wage is $16.40. See, this is what's happening. To compete, you got to do that, right? Because we have a landscape where there are lots of retailers who need workers. In fact, because at McDonald's they need workers so desperately, they're looking to be able to hire 14-year-olds. They just have to look at the state laws of how long they can work and, you know, whatever. But that's a very real possibility. Sadly, the death toll from the remnants of Hurricane Ida's blast through the Northeast is up to officially 46, could be higher. New York was overwhelmed by water. We just talked about that at the top, or I did anyway. And it was shocking. I mean, this is carnage, baby. Hurricane Ida, get out of here. Thank goodness. Boom, barrel off. Going through Louisiana, 150-mile-an-hour winds, 9 deaths there, flooding, carbon monoxide poisoning. That's been reported in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, because I don't leave Alabama off. Alabama got hit, too. And again, in New Jersey, 23 deaths. People who got caught in cars by flooding, they were overtaken by water, could not get out. could not get out. Shocking. They were working. They were doing a quick errand. It was not what they thought was going to happen. It was a very rare warning where the flood leads to severe threat to human life and catastrophic damage. I know I never saw that growing up. I went through a terrible hurricane as a young kid, Hurricane Agnes. And we were trapped on, we were trapped at the shore, at the beach. But it still was nothing like this. I mean, what was just really crazy was to see what the water did was, you know, where the water was up to. And stadiums were filled. You had stores that were just completely flooded. Bloomfield, New Jersey got hit really badly. I mean, the flooding, you know, TD Ballpark in Bridgewater, underwater, baby, 7 inches plus of rain. There's your number. That's what happens in a short amount of time led to all of these problems, right? All right, if you're going to Costco, you got to know this. Temporary limits on some items that you might be wanting because of the Delta variant. And guess what it is? Toilet paper. You got to stop stocking it up, people, because it is messing with everybody else's life. You are jacking us up. So, Kimberly Clark, they make Cottonelle and Scott toilet tissue and Kleenex. They say they're monitoring the situation closely. Georgia Pacific, they make Angel Soft and Quilted Northern toilet paper, as well as Brawny and Sparkle paper towels, say customers may be experiencing small demand surges locally, and we are responding. So Costco said it would continue to hold special operating hours for members 60 and older and vulnerable shoppers twice a week until further notice. And they also said that they were going to put limits on in the very near future per trip. How much can you get? Because that's the whole idea, for goodness sake. If you go to Costco, you get enough food to eat like a king for a year and a half. And if you have a big family, I mean, that's the whole idea. You have bigger loads of food, clothes, whatever it is that you're getting. I mean, they have everything in that store. So I mentioned McDonald's, and just to put a cherry on the top, McDonald's in Oregon put up a huge banner for 14 and 15-year-olds to apply. We take anyone. Do you have a pulse? Please. We need somebody. What are we going to do? And so I guess the floodgates are open. And some of the younger people, if you were 14, you could be in eighth grade or you could be in your first year of high school. I'm just saying. I don't know if you heard the story or not, but they say that hot dogs shave off 36 years of your life. Isn't that crazy? So every hot dog you eat, you take 36 minutes. Not 36 years. That would be incredible. You'd be like the incredible shrinking people. 36 minutes. So this was researchers at the University of Michigan. Go Blue. They released a peer-reviewed study last week claiming that eating a single hot dog can take 36 minutes off a human's life. They also found that eating nuts could add 26 minutes to someone's life. Bring on the nuts. I love my cashews, macadamia nuts, walnuts. Any seed. I love them. I like them all. Definitely. Sunflower seeds. So the study could maybe cause someone to think about devouring too many hot dogs. I don't know. Think of those hot dog eating contests. So how long does Joey Chestnut have to live? I'm just saying. He's eating 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. You calculate that, because he's been doing this for his whole life. Then he will have his estimated, he's estimated he's eaten 19,200 hot dogs over 16 years. So do the calculations. He's lost 1 year and 15 minutes of his life. Wow. Was it worth it, Joey? For the money, for the trophy? Of course. I mean, this is what he does. He lives for this. Are you kidding me? I don't know how. I don't know how they do it. Doesn't make sense. All right, more numbers to throw at you. Ohio State, I watched part of this game, took on Minnesota. I mean, after all, the mothership, the network where I broadcast, they're in Minneapolis. The number four Buckeyes hadn't lost a Big Ten game since 2018, but Minnesota was challenging. They were putting up a threat. Ohio State leaned in eventually at the end, beat the Golden Gophers. The Buckeyes survived that scare 45-31. It was a big crowd, sellout crowd of 50,805 at Huntington Bank Stadium. Yeah. And there was like a little bit of a rhythm to this game. It was a good game. There was a lot of back and forth, I think, in this that it was nice to see. It was nice to see that it wasn't a boring, one-sided, lopsided game. You would disagree, of course, if you were a fan of Ohio State, you'd want it to be poured on more. And if you were a fan of Minnesota, you want them to win. I so get it, right? All right, let's jump to something else here. When we talk about numbers, because I always say numbers are all around you, right? You just open your eyes and you'll see all the numbers. Seriously. I mean, they're right in front of us. Right in front of us. All right, how many times can you count on your hand when you've seen Martin Sheen, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez on the same screen? That would be zero. But they have a new show on Hulu called Only Murders in the Building, and it actually looks quite funny. I'm just kind of giving you a little cheap review here. It seems like they're laughing a lot. You know, she's completely different from those two who are really super tight friends. And I think it could make for an interesting little series. They're all investigating a murder of a neighbor. I know the premise might be weak, but I think it could work. I like Nirvana. So the Nevermind Baby off that album, now 30 years old, is suing the band for child pornography. Spencer Eldon was a baby who was photographed for Nirvana's Nevermind album cover, and he says that it wasn't right what happened because he's exposed. Let's just say the family jewels were exposed in the photo. I don't know. I thought it was cute. It was just a baby in the pool. Does he win the challenge? I don't know. Pornography is pretty strong. We're going to England next.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The remnants of Hurricane Ida caused massive flooding in the east. USA's Les Pry has more.
Powerful winds and torrential downpour caused major travel disruptions across the region and prompted a flash flood emergency to be issued for the first time ever in New York City. New York Governor Kathy Hochul tells CNN,
"You cannot prevent the scale of something like this, but the answer is how you prepare in advance and how you respond. And New York is prepared for this. We have had so many events, from the Superstorm Sandy to Tropical Storm Irene to countless events. We deal with flooding all the time in this state. And so we have the assets. We deployed them early enough. So we stand ready to help in any community that lets the state of New York know. We're also contacting people proactively, saying, tell us where you need our help. So we'll always do an after-action report to find out if any of the systems broke down in the process.
This is USA Radio News. If you're planning on going on a cruise, there's been some changes. USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
Carnival Cruise Line has new COVID-19 test requirements for fully vaccinated guests. Beginning September 13th, those who are vaccinated are required to get tested 2 days prior to sailing. Mask requirements are also being expanded in all indoor dining settings and enclosed spaces. Unvaccinated guests must still present a negative test at the cruise terminal, plus be tested before they board.
California's Caldor Fire is nearing the Nevada border and Lake Tahoe and has now burned more than 210,000 acres. The fire, which started on August 14th, has destroyed about 800 structures. About 22,000 residents were ordered to evacuate South Lake Tahoe on Monday, and authorities are issuing more evacuations ahead of the fire. According to Cal Fire, the blaze is about 25% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
So we go to the UK for a conversation with Tim Weiss. He's written a book, I Lost 140 Pounds in a Year. Can you imagine losing 140 pounds in a year? People struggle so much with their weight and what they should eat and everything else in between. So Tim, tell us about that journey. What happened? What was your life like before, and how often, you know, did you struggle your whole life with weight? With gaining weight?
Well, not all my life, but when I was younger, I was a very, very fit and healthy person. And then I gave up sport and basically started to drink a lot and then eat the wrong foods. We were drinking kebabs and pizzas and whatever. And all that type of food's bad for you. And really, for a long, long time, I just didn't care. I was just out enjoying myself, basically. And then it got to a stage of my life when I got to a certain age, I thought, wow, I need to change my lifestyle. And so I done a bit of research and I found there's thousands of diets out there, and basically a diet tells you lots of good stuff and also lots of rubbish, right? For argument's sake, on stage four of my diet, I ate lots of carbohydrates, and I still lost lots of weight. And all the diets in the world tell you not to have carbohydrates. So that part of it is just not true. So I've done a lot of research, and I've come to the conclusion, if I cook my own meals, a healthy meal, well, all meals are healthy, basically, because you don't put nothing in it. All you do is put a bit of meat in the oven for 30, 40 minutes. Your vegetables generally take about 20 minutes. Your rice or your pasta, if that's what you have of it, they take about 20 minutes. And it's all very, very simple, very, very easy. It's not hard. The secret, what I tell people in the book, keep telling people in the book, herbs and spices are really, really good, because with herbs and spices, you add it together with a little bit of water and you make your own paste. If you can make your own sauce with your meal, you can make any meal taste really, really, really nice just by adding a sauce, right? And people over a period of time will learn how to cook certain sauces, hot sauces, spicy sauces, sweet sauces, whatever, to go with a particular meal that you have. And making a good sauce makes the meal much, much, much tastier. And that is the key of cooking your own food, is learning how to cook your own sauce. Now, all the way through the book, I tell people, use herbs and spices because they make a good sauce. They make good sauces.
Yeah, what a difference that would make. And in the beginning of the book, you talk about foods you definitely shouldn't eat and foods that you can eat. And that would make a difference to know what some of those foods are. And, of course, people can get the book on Amazon. I lost 140 pounds in a year, Tim Weiss's book. But give us a little sneak of that. What are some things that are good and some things that are just bad?
Well, bread, for starters, is a big no-no. Anything with flour in it is a big no-no. So bread, I cut bread out completely, bread and butter, obviously. Obviously, all your chocolates and any sugars, anything to do with sugar in it, your crisps, all that is obviously not good for you. But I think most people already know that anyway. But during the day, people go into the fridge, have a little snack, oh, I'll make a quick sandwich, right? Well, that's a big no-no. That is a big no-no because it's got bread, and bread is really, really bad for you. Very, very high on calories, and it's just not good for you. Anything to do with flour in it. So like a pie, it's got flour, it's got pastry, don't bother. Don't bother with the pie. Have the filling. The filling on pie is normally quite good, especially if you make your own pies, because in your own pies you put cubes of meat, vegetables, and you mix it all together with a bit of sauce. And you cook that, that's really, really tasty. And it's really, really healthy. Because you've added nothing to it, you see. When you buy food from the shops, it's got additives and preservatives and God knows what in it. And that's what makes the food in the shops bad. But if you make it yourself, it's healthy. And my book is all about teaching people or showing people if you cook your own meals, it's automatically very, very healthy. Now, that's what you have to do during the day is eat sensibly. Now, what I did all day long, I ate lots of fruit all day long because I love fruit. Now, some people don't like fruit, so they have to find something else that's healthy to eat, like vegetables, fried foods. Obviously, all vegetables are very, very healthy. Now, I obviously haven't got the book in front of me, but right in front of the book, I give people a whole big long list of things that are good foods to eat, and also a big long list of foods that you should avoid. So people just read those two pages, they'll learn a lot.
And for you, after you did that research, what was it like as you started to lose the weight? I mean, 140 in a year, boy, you really must have stuck to this.
Trust me, right? Now, anyone who tries to lose weight, right, they know what it's like. They go buy bigger shirts and big trousers, or you call it pants in America, right? But big trousers and big shirts, right? And when you lose weight and you go to shop, and your shirts and your trousers and everything, your shorts, it's all smaller. It makes you feel so much better. And obviously you'll become much more mobile and much more active. And you just feel so much better. And there is not a better feeling in the world of when you're buying a shirt that's three sizes less than what you used to buy. It makes you feel so good. And you look slimmer. People comment about you and say you're looking good. So the all-round feeling of losing weight is very, very, very good. And the secret is to keep on track and keep on losing weight because you're heading in the right direction. And just the fact of buying smaller clothes, and when you go to shop, you buy much smaller clothes, you do feel much, much better about yourself.
Right. Wow. So for you, what did people say when they started to see you? I mean, what a big transformation.
Well, I won't say it on air, obviously, because we're on air. But I did get quite a few backhanded comments, and they everyone's really, really impressed and amazed because it's all my size difference. They said, bloody hell, Tim. And when I finished my diet, I was half the size I was. At the end of the year,
right? And wow.
It's a huge difference. Now, you can imagine, right? I mean, I don't know you personally, right? But say, for argument's sake, you weighed, I don't know, 250 pounds, right? Because you're slightly overweight. And then you went on a diet. At the end of the year, you weighed 125 pounds. So you're in England, that's 9 stone, right? And everyone goes, wow, Kay, look at you. You look amazing. And you get all these compliments, right? And it just makes you feel good because you're wearing much smaller shirts and dresses. And
sure.
Skirts.
Sure.
And, so good about yourself, and everybody you see who hasn't seen you for a while, they go, wow, Kay, look at you, you look absolutely, and all the compliments keep coming your way, and it does make you feel really, really, really good. And a lot of people, for whatever reason, they can't stick to diets, right? But my book's not a diet book. My book is a lifestyle change book, right? So if you cook your own meals, eat sensibly during the day, obviously, right? And then cook your own meals, you will lose weight. That's a guaranteed fact. You will lose weight. These diets, they don't guarantee you to lose weight. My book does. If you eat sensibly during the day and cook yourself a meal in the evening, I guarantee you, you will lose weight.
So what's a typical day for you? So what would you, if you're hungry in the middle of the day, what would you eat?
Well, what I did eat, and what I still eat, I eat tons of fruit, all the different types of fruit, bananas, grapes, apples, oranges. I love fruits, right? I absolutely love fruit, right? So to me, it's quite simple. I just eat lots of fruit all day long, right? Now, with fruit, it doesn't matter how much fruit you eat. You can eat 10 tons of fruit during the day. It's all healthy, right? It's the same if you have carrots or celery or salads, right? You can eat that all day long, right? And you'll lose weight. Now, when I was on this diet, this is really, really amazing, right? And this is the strange part about it, right? When I was on this diet for a year, I've never ate so much food in my life, right? But I lost all that weight. So it's not what you eat, it's not how much you eat, it's what you eat that matters.
Right. And you saw that, right? Yeah. I mean, there's great examples of that too. Like you look at the singer from the UK, Adele. And you see how much weight she lost. I mean, she's a great example of, as you say, a massive transformation. So, I mean, how wonderful for you to have that transformation. I think you pretty much have spelled it out, but if somebody gets, I lost 140 pounds in a year by Tim, which you can get at Barnes & Noble or Amazon, what is your ultimate hope for this book?
Well, my ultimate hope for the book, right, now, there's people talk to me about I can make lots of money, but I said, okay, that's a bonus, right? But my main reason for writing this book and putting this book on sale is to help as many people as possible lose weight, right? Now, that's my whole intention, really, is to help people, as many people. Now, in America, there's over 200 million people in America that are overweight, right? Now, a few of those people won't care. They just won't care. So what? That's me. That's who I am, right? But there will be a lot of those people who do care, right? And they've tried different diets and they've failed because diets really, as far as I'm concerned, are a big no-no, right? But if you just eat sensibly during the day and then cook yourself a meal in the evening, now you can cook yourself a breakfast and you cook yourself a lunch and you can cook yourself an evening meal, right? And it's all healthy. You can have 3 meals a day and still lose weight.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
No diet in the world that can tell you that, but I'm telling you, you can do that.
Right.
You cook yourself a breakfast, then you cook yourself a lunch, a midday lunch, and then you cook yourself an evening meal. That's 3 meals a day, and you will lose weight because you're cooking yourself the food. And because you're cooking it yourself, right, it is automatically healthy. Now, in America, in England, we've got a thing called Frylight, which is a spray, which is like olive oil spray, but it's really, really, really low calories. Now, in England, it's called Frylight, right? I don't know what in America.
We have that too, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's really, really healthy because I like cooking curries. Now, with curries, normally you put loads of olive oil in it, right? But I like cooking curries, right? You put Frylight in and cook your vegetables and your herbs and spices with Frylight, right? And it becomes a healthy meal.
Yeah. Wow, what a great, great suggestion. Well, there's so many recipes, so much in there. Get a copy of the book. Tim, thanks so much for coming on.
There's one recipe in my book, New York cheesecake. If you've got a sweet tooth, I've got a very, very sweet tooth. I show people how to cook a sweet meal, right? It's a dessert, right? A New York cheesecake, right? That's healthy. It's a healthy, sweet dish, right? So if you've got a sweet tooth like me, have a New York cheesecake.
I love it. I love it. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes, and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wow, Kenneth Stewart joins us from Perth, Australia, and he's written some books that will just pull you in. They're the kind of books that I say you get on a plane and you hope that the plane gets stuck and has to circle around a couple of times because you want to finish just one more chapter seriously. And it's a novel. It's you know, seriously. The story pulls you in. The idea of, wow, could this happen even maybe where I am, depending on where you live? So we are pleased to talk to him as we go again to Australia. So thanks, Ken, for coming on.
Hi. How is everyone?
The two books that you wrote, Devlin Pool and then the sequel, Batavia Shores, how did you think, I mean, we talked off the air briefly. You were a family historian for four decades. Did you see yourself being a novelist?
No, as a family historian, I enjoyed writing little plot histories of what the family were doing as they sort of came out to Australia or when they were back in England, whatever. So I didn't think I'd ever go into fiction. But when I retired, I had something to do, so I sat down and started trying my hand at a fiction book. And that's where Devlin Pool came from, just a fiction book.
Yeah, so Devlin Pool, when you came up with the idea and the inspiration for that, did it just hit you and did you know, oh, this is a good idea for a book. I have the start of a book in my head.
Yeah. We used to do a lot of walking around the south of Geraldton, around the Greenough Flats and whatever. And there was this place in the Greenough River area where the whole area had this feeling about it. It was chilly. So I just had a look around the place and found that it was upriver from the Greenough River mouth, and it was at the end of the Greenough Flats, And I found out that the Grenith Flats had an area where the settlers and the Aboriginals always had a bit of an argument. And there was a bit of a tradition that maybe there was a battle in that area. So I thought this is a good idea to start putting into a book. And then I brought in that there were some robbers who stole a cask off a ship, went upriver, and they had an argument. And then the third thing came in was some bikies turned up, and they had an argument. And I thought this spot would be the good place to put this triple argument. So there was a digging that they found a body. And as they started to dig the body, they found some bones. And as they dig these bones, they found some more bones. So there I put all three of the events, the robbers, the Aboriginals, and the bikies, into the one spot. And it's still chilly whenever you go to that area.
Ooh. You have two detectives in the book that then carry on to the sequel. Tell us about the two detectives.
Well, Barney's a young bloke, and he plays football for the local sides. He's quite talented. He's amenable to everyone, but he's a detective, so he has the occasional argument with people and others. And Zep's an old married bloke with kids that are at school, and so he has to sort of look after the family as well as looking after Zep, as looking after Barney. So the two of them get along quite well. They're both quite character people, bit around me.
I like it. They are entertaining. And then you take it over. We move from Devlin Pool and we go to Batavia's Shores. And tell us about that.
Well, Batavia Shores is more based around the offshore island of Batavia. The Dutch were sending ships out to the West East Indies. Bit of an argument on the boat between a couple of blokes, so they end up being marooned into the shores of Geraldton. So they're part of the early part of it. What's next? There's other areas that come in. Mind blank. Sorry.
Which is okay, because we don't want to give everything away, and because this is the sequel. But, you know, after you go from the chilliness of the spot and the bones and, you know, going through Vikings, etc., then you carry on and take the two detectives with you and with us in reading the sequel. So I think that we as readers and anybody listening to this who ends up getting Ken's books, that's what it is. You carry it over. It's almost like in your, you know, you were a family historian. Where does the history go? And you take us again through this on another journey, on another sort of a plot line, a different plot line, but another journey that's very, very interesting. And then it's enough that you had the two books that you've got a third one that you're working on right now.
I've basically finished the third one, but it needs a bit more extension. And the third one's to do with Barney and Zep again, who are running around in Geraldton. But I've thrown this one as a prequel. So it's when Barney first turns up in Geraldton. So they're just feeling each other out and sorting things out that way.
Are they your favorite characters, both of them, or is one or the other
more? Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, they're easy to work around because, they're fairly well developed the characters, so that they've both got their own ideas, and Zep's always picking on Barney, and Barney's always picking on Zep.
And see, that again, that makes it, for what's interesting is, as we see when we watch Netflix or we watch any kind of a series that hooks us in, to me they're like novels where you could have a prequel, you could have another sequel, you could go for a trilogy. So who knows where you go from here, but I have a feeling you're not going to stop writing.
It's a bit hard to. Once you get started, there's always things you want to say again. So I haven't thought of a plot for a fourth book yet, but I'm still trying to think of one.
All right. Well, I don't know. Maybe the listeners will have some ideas. Maybe I'll solicit that on the air. You never know. What do you hope the people listening to this interview take away from if they get your book, which we hope they do, you know, go to Amazon, get the book and enjoy it. What do you hope they take away from reading the books?
I hope they're purely entertained. That's all the books are about, just entertainment.
And I can tell that you've had a lot of fun doing this, like you said, that obviously that you don't know what the next plot is after the third book, but you know that there's another plot inside you. So you really enjoy doing this.
Oh, yes. Great fun. Yeah.
Does that mean that we don't catch you back in the other world of family history, or sometimes does someone pull you back into that?
Well, there was a thing. One of my little potted pamphlets that I wrote, I suppose, 30 years ago, I expanded that out and made a book out of that, but it's for family only. So it's basically the story of my great-grandmother, who was born in Berkshire, married in Bengal in Northern Ireland, children in Clydebank in Scotland, pioneered Western Australian outback, and then died in Perth. So I expanded all the life and times around her. So the kids she had, the brothers and sisters she had, family she had. So that became, basically, it's a fact book, but I had to put a bit of fiction in there when I ran out of bits and pieces that I didn't know about. So it's a factual fiction.
I like that, factual fiction. Ken Stewart, you are a delight. It's been so much fun talking to you. Again, you can get all of his work on Amazon, except for The Family Secrets. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks a lot, Kate.
What a delight to talk to Ken and talk about detectives. Detective novels and fiction are so, so popular. I think we're just pulled into it seriously. And I was thinking about the first detective fiction. And I looked something up the other day when I was thinking about Ken. Crime historians, you know, those who are looking back, crime writers looking back on history, so I'll call them crime writing historians. I think somebody else used that name. They give Edgar Allan Poe big, big love and credit for coming up with the first modern detective story back in 1841. Poe had Murders in the Rue Morgue, which was set in Paris. And so I was just wondering aloud to myself, I wonder if this is even an inspiration for Ken. And his two detectives are quite interesting characters, you know, kind of. I think of Perry Mason, Ironside, Columbo, and I think of his two blokes, and I would kind of put them in that category. So anyway, thanks to Ken, and thanks to all of you for hanging with us. Remember, make it count, everybody.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.